It's time to pour this tea, stir this tea, and sip this tea. Let's get right into it.
Paul Rudd was on the Graham Norton show and explained what it was like during his time on Friends and what it was like at the end of the series.
I was only coming on for a couple of episodes. It turned into a few more.
Yeah.
But it was nearing the end of the show, and the show was a phenomenon and popular, you know.
And you were saying that the main cast obviously got very emotional towards the end.
Well, during that last episode, I was in the last episode, which made no sense to me whatsoever. But in the news, they were talking about, well, you know, now they're filming the last episode of Friends, and this is a really incredible. I was on the soundstage, and I'd see, you know, Jennifer Aniston crying and hugging Marta Kaufman, the creator, and I thought, I'm not supposed to be here. And I would, to kind of break the ice, I would just go over and say, oh, we did it, huh? What a ride.
I think that is absolutely hysterical. I always forget that Paul Rudd was even on Friends. Kylie Jenner admitted during a Q&A on Instagram that she wants more kids. So her followers asked her about her life as a mother and asked when the makeup mogul is planning on having another kid. And she said, I can't wait to have more babies, but I'm not ready just yet. And she also mentioned that she snapped back pretty fast when asked about her body after she had Stormy and continued by saying, it was never the same and still isn't. But once I accepted the change, my confidence came back. It just takes time to accept it. Ryan Reynolds posted a birthday wish to Hugh Jackman, who he has an ongoing rivalry with.
Happy birthday, dear Hugh. Happy birthday to you. And I'm not even professionally trained, Jackman, you piece of
Oh, that sounds wonderful.
I love their ongoing rivalry. Obviously, it's like a big joke, but I love it. I think it's hilarious. Liam Hemsworth has officially moved on from estranged wife Miley Cyrus and is now dating Madison Brown. The Hunger Games actor and Dynasty actress were spotted packing on the PDA in New York City last week. And sources say Hemsworth is so into her and really likes her. He feels like Madison gets him and understands him, partly because she is also Australian. I'm sorry.
Good day. Good day.
I'm sure everything is happy right now because it's the beginning of a relationship. I'm just, him and Miley jumping into relationships so quickly after their marriage ended is just kind of shocking.
Would you say, Liv, that it reminds you of anybody else that we know?
Yeah, you know what? It kind of does. I'm not going to lie. I was thinking that, but I wasn't going to say it. But maybe we might have a producer or something that is somewhat similar to that.
I'm not sure. Maybe. I can't think of their name.
Hey, and you know what? It's making him happy. So maybe it's making Liam happy or Miley. But all I'm saying is Liam never even gave me a chance or a shot.
You know what I want to see is I want to see our producer get with Liam or Miley. Then we'll have something to talk about. All right. That is Liv, the web girl, with the tea this morning here on Joe and Mackenzie.